USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
North Korea reportedly launched multiple unidentified short-range projectiles on Saturday. Word of the firings was reported by a South Korean news agency, which cited South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. A commercial plane went into the St. John's River on Friday night. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says all lives have been accounted for. It happened around 9:40 Eastern time. While trying to stop, the plane skidded off the airport runway and ended up in the shallow part of the river. President Donald Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday discussed the possibility of a new deal limiting nuclear arms that could eventually include China in what would be a major accord between the globe's top three atomic powers.
We're talking about a nuclear agreement where we make less and they make less, and maybe even where we get rid of some of the tremendous firepower that we have right now.
Trump says they also discussed efforts to persuade North Korea to give up nuclear weapons. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Neuriva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Neuriva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Neuriva, Neuriva.com.
Speaking Friday in front of the remains of an African-American church in Louisiana torched by an arsonist, Vice President Mike Pence says attacks on communities of faith have become all too frequent.
I'm deeply inspired, as people are all across this country, by the courage and the resilience of these communities of faith, these families of faith, but also by the generous support of the people of Louisiana and people all across the country.
Pence was meeting with parishioners and pastors of the three churches that were burned in March and April. A local sheriff's deputy's son has been charged but says he's not guilty. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the Trump administration will do more than his predecessor to fight against election meddling in 2020.
We're going to do everything that we can to prevent it from happening. That's why we've taken a whole-of-government approach. We have had contact with all 50 states and are looking at ways to actually prevent it from taking place instead of, like they did in 2016, just letting it happened, knowing about it and doing nothing, and then trying to blame it on the incoming administration.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Facebook has unfriended some far-right voices, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
After months of blowback about inadequately patrolling platforms it owns, Facebook has announced it's going to permanently ban far-right personalities, including Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Paul Joseph Watson, as well as Jones' InfoWars publication. Facebook also banned the Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who has repeatedly made anti-Semitic statements. The company says it's banning official accounts maintained by those users, and it will take down any supporter accounts that are set up in their likeness. It will also remove any events that those individuals participate in. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The mother of Otto Warmbier, the American student who was held in North Korean custody, then died shortly after he was returned to the U.S., is making an emotional appeal to continue the pressure on North Korea. In Washington, Cindy Warmbier recalled when she met her comatose son on the plane bringing him home.
My gorgeous boy, who every girl had an immediate crush on, looked like a monster. I swear, the look in his eyes, which I didn't know he was blind at the time, was absolute horror. Horror, like he'd seen the devil, and he had. He was with the devil.
Warmbier said Friday that while she supported Trump's effort to negotiate with Kim, she was not optimistic about diplomacy. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.